Okay, today's daf is Ksubas daf Lamed Gimel. We are on Lamed Beis Amed Beis. We'll start with the bottom line, discussing the machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Ula. So we had yesterday on the daf, on daf Lamed Beis, the machlokas, when there was a case of Malkus and Mamon. What does one pay? What is the rule? Ula says, wherever there is a chiyuv of Malkus and Mamon, Mamon and Mishali Milka Lolaki, you pay Mamon. And the maskana was, how do you know that from Gzeira Shava? Ula Tachas Tachas Gamar. He learns it from Gzeira Shava, Tachas Asher Ina and Ayin Tachas Ayin. And Rabbi Yochanan says that no, whenever there's a case of Mamon or Malkus, then Kimle, or not really Kimle, Kimle is when you have a more chomer onesh, but the machlokas yesterday was about when there are two onshim, which Mamon and Malkus, which one do you get? Not exactly Kimle, that's more of the source like we had yesterday, Mishem Risha Achas, Atamachaivo, Vietamachaivo, Mishem Shtei Rishayos, one doesn't get punished with two punishments, only one. So Rabbi Yochanan says you get Malkus and one doesn't get Mamon. And what is his source? That's Kedei Rishaso, as we just said, and ultimately, where do we know it from? Batisa Mokasher Zaman. We have the Psukim at the end. So now the Gemara goes into why does each one of these opinions not hold of the other one? So the Gemara says on the bottom line, Reb Yochanan, my time alo Amar Ku'ula. Why does Reb Yochanan not hold of Ula? Meaning, why doesn't he hold of the Tachas Tachas Gamar? My time alo Amar Ku'ula, Im Kain, Batalta, Ervas Achos Chalo Sagale. Says the Gemara, if you say that Rabbi Yochanan would say back, if you say that you always get Mamon instead of the Malkus when there's Mamon and Malkus, so then what do you do with the pasuk? Ervas achos chalo segale. The simplest interpretation of a lo sase, assumes the Gemara, is Malkus. That's the simplest, and therefore it says lo segale. So the pashtus is Malkus. So where's Malkus going to be if you say you're always going to get Mamon? So that's why, because the pashtus of the pasuk reflects Malkus, so that's why Rabbi Yochanan would not accept it. Tosfos on the bottom asks, what he means? So what about every lo sase that doesn't get Malkus? What about a lav sheim ha-maisa? What about a lav anita glase? We know there are certain lavim that don't get Malkus. Lav sheim ha-maisa, lav shenita lasharas bishas bezdin. So all these types of lavim that are not similar to the lav of chasima, as we know, the source for Malkus is a pasuk in Kiseitse of Arboim Yakenu, and that's right next to the Isser of muzzling one's animal, Losachsom Sharbadisho. And we learn out from there that Malkus is only given to a Losase, which is similar to the Lav of Chasima, Dumya de Lav to Chasima. So just like the Lav of Chasima has a Maisa, you put a muzzle on the animal, so too, only a Lav Sheishba Maisa gets Malkus. Just like the Lav of Chasima is not Anita Klase, so too, you're only Chayef for a Lav Shalonita Klase. Just like the Lav of Chasima has nothing to do with Misa, so too, you only get Malkus for a lav shelonitan la asharas misas bezdin, that is not shayach in the world of misas. So all these, ask Tosfos, what do you mean? All those lo sases don't get malchus. So why does the Gemara bothered here by one example of one of the arayas, ervas achos chalos segales, that you're gonna get pay the knas and you're not gonna get malchus? Says Tosfos, no. Important line. Halav milsahi tahahi lav bar malchusu. Aval hacha de shayich ve malchus less long a medrus gzeir shava la fuki malchus minei kiva de ikaluk make gzeir shava mil sachrisi, says Tosfos, by the lav sheibo meiser lav anita klasei, all of those inherently are inferior lavim. It's not a full lav with a ptur. It's an inferior lav. It is lav bar malchus, and therefore malchus is just mufka from those. Masha'enkein, by this, Arvaz Achoscha, there is Malkus. This should be full. It's a full lav. But there's another punishment. So that's why the Gemara is only bothered by that. Interesting, the discussion in the Achronim, the Tumim and others, we know that Rambam tells us, when are you Pasul La'edus? When is somebody Pasul La'edus? They can't testify. So the Rambam says, if you're Chayiv, a lav, that is, I'll read it to you from the Rambam Minuchas Edus. In the 10th parak, the Rambam says, HaRashaim Psulim Le'edus Men HaTorah. A Rasha is Pasul La'edus. Shenemer Altashiz Yadchayim Rasha Liyos Eid Chamas. What is a Rasha? The Rambam says, Ezeo Rasha Kol Mi She'aver Aveira She'chayav Analea Malkus Hariza Rasha U'Pasul La'edus. Anyone who habitually, not just once, habitually does Averos, that is Chayim Malkus, and they are Russia apostle Eidish, Sharei HaTorah kara l'mechuyev Malkus Russia, because after all, the Torah calls someone who is Chai Malkus of Russia, v'haya and bin HaKos HaRusha, v'ezrach Lomer, and surely, obviously, Chai v'mises Bezdin, and those that are worse. So that is the... That's the Rambam Shita. So what happens, asked the Achronim, what if you have a lav that's not Chayiv Malkus? Right? What's the Rambam excluding? Is he just excluding Yisuri Aseis? Is he just excluding Bittul Aseis? What about lavim that aren't Chayiv Malkus? So are those inferior lavim or not? Meaning regarding Pasal Eidus, if somebody habitually does a lav She'ebo Maisa, a lav Anitak Lase, so he's going to be Chayiv, he's going to be Pakashal Eidus or not? So are those inferior with a special reason why you don't get Malkus? Or they are inferior, and that's why you don't get Malkus. That, this Tosfos line has, is an important source relating to that issue, showing that they are inferior lavim. Of course, the Rambam adds, not our issue now, but there is another type of Russia, and that's called the Russia of the Chamas, meaning any person who's involved in Averis that has to do with taking other people's money, that's called the Russia of the Chamas, and even if you're not Chayim Malkus in those cases, in terms of Ribbis and Gezel and Geneva, so then you would still be Pasol Le'edis called the Russia of the Chamas. Okay, so the Gemara says, back to the Gemara, so why didn't Rabbi Yochanan hold like Ula? Because Rabbi Yochanan felt that if you have a losa say, so the simplest interpretation is that you should get Malkus for that. If you're going to say you always get Mamun for that, so that's going to be a problem. Interestingly, the Gemara doesn't ask the other way. The Gemara doesn't say, why doesn't Ula hold like Rabbi Yochanan? What does Ula find problematic with Rabbi Yochanan? The Ramban says, well, there's a simple pshat for that, because Ula has Gzeir Shava. You know why it doesn't hold of Rabbi Yochanan? Because he has a Gzeir Shava. If you have a Gzeir Shava from your Rebbe, so then you don't have to hold of anything else. As the Gemara says, all Gzeir Shavas are learned out from a Rebbe. Even though the other, Yud Gimel Midos, one might be able to darshan themselves, Kal V'chomer for sure, Adam Don Gzeir Shava, Kal V'chomer Me'atzmo, but an Eid Adam Don Gzeir Shava Me'atzmo. So the Ramban says here, that's why Ula, the Gemara doesn't ask about Ula, because Ula has a Gzeir Shava that he has from his Rebbe. The Ramban himself, in Sefer HaMitzvah, says, why do you need a Rebbe to darshan Gzeir Shava? All the other ones, there's a machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos and Masechas Sukkah. What about Binyan Av? What about the other ones on the list of Rabbi Yishmael? So, could you darshan? What's the rule? Is the Kal V'chomer the rule that you could darshan your all of them yourself except for Gzeir Shava? Or is Gzeir Shava the rule? Meaning, everything you cannot darshan except for Kal V'chomer. So the Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvos explains that he thinks Gzeir Shava is unique. Because after all, whenever you have a large book, you're going to have words that are repeated. So how do you know if it says the word the over here and the over there? You can say, oh, Gzeir Shava. It's crazy. You wouldn't be able to know what is an authoritative Gzeir Shava and what is not. So the Ramban says it has to be built into the system that when it comes to Gzeir Shava, it has to be from Misora. It has to be going back from one's Rebbe. So the Gemara here does not ask, why does Ula reject Rabbi Yochanan? Because, obviously, Ula has a Gzeir Shava. The Gemara is only bothered the other way. So Rabbi Yochanan doesn't like Ula because, what about the pashtus of the pasuk? So the Gemara says, 1 minute. Chova v'chavir anami. So you're saying that's what Rabbi Yochanan's svar is? What about wounding, as we discussed yesterday? Chova v'chavir anami. Imkein batalta lo Yosef pen Yosef. The isser of hitting one's fellow man. As we said, we know from the 8th parak of Bava Kama, Chovel, parak achova, yuchayev chamisha dvarim. Yuchayev payment and not Malkus. So again, what about that pasuk? That pasuk we pashas is Malkus and you don't get Malkus. Edom Zomim Enami, or even Edom Zomim. Imkein bitalta v'haya im binakos harasha. So you have the psukim by these other contexts that sound like Malkus, but we interpret them to be mamon. So Rabbi Yochanan, how could the Gemara suggest for Rabbi Yochanan that that's the svar why he rejects Ula? What about these two psukim? So Gemara says, no, that's not a problem. Why? Edom Zomimin, Efsha, Lekiyum, maybe Ben Gerusha, Ben Chalutza. There are cases in all of these, by all of these psukim, that you would get Malkus. And therefore, all these psukim are okay. Edom Zomimin, Efsha, Lekiyum, maybe Ben Gerusha, Ben Chalutza. We know the first mission in Makos. If Edom testify that a certain person is a Ben Gerusha or Ben Chalutza, his father was a Kohen who married a Gerusha or a Chalutza, so he is a Chalal, and they are proven wrong, so you can't perform Edom Zomimin. Right, you can't, even if he's a Kohen aid, you're not going to make him into a Ben Karusha, Ben Chalutza. That's a biological reality. So the halacha is the Get Malkus. So that's what the pasuk is referring to. So you see, there is a case of Ahayah Benekosa Rasha that you're going to get Malkus. Or Chova B'Chaveiro Nami, Ike L'Kiyume, Kegon Shehiko, Hakosh, Eim Bo Shevar Pruta, Chavala. where you're not going to pay the five things, where it's worth less than a Shava Pruta. Rashi says, if all five together are less than a Shava Pruta, Rashi on the sixth skinny line, B'she'ein b'Shava Pruta b'kol chamisha dvarim sheba. Right, not all Rishonim agree to that. But that is Rashi. So altogether, there's not going to be a Shava Pruta, so you're going to get Malkus. So the Gemara says, Achoso Nami. Even the case of Achoso. Ervas Achos Chalosagal, Ikalukiyuma, Achoso Bogeres. Right, you only have money when it's a Nara. That's when you pay the Knas. If it's a Bogeres, you wouldn't be paying the Knas. It would just be a Losa, say, with Malkus. So what is the Gemara at this point, holding? That all these Psukim have a way to understand them as a case of Malkus. So we're back to the question of why Rabbi Yochanan would reject Ula. Even the case of Ervas Achos Chalosagal has a case of Malkus, and as long as there is a case of Malkus, a case where the Pasuk could be understood, Kipshuto, so that is good enough. That svara is found elsewhere as well. The idea that as long as a pasuk could be, you could understand it, and it could be true in one case, so that's all you need. The Taz uses this. Very famous Taz in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah is also in Yeridea, but I'll read it from Rosh Hashanah. Simin Tav Kuf Peches, where the Taz is dealing with the halacha, that we know, that when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, one does not blow shofar. Yavdiv Shal Shal Rosh Hashanah Shekholiyas B'Shabbos, Ein Token B'Shofar. One does not blow shofar because of the Gzeirah Derabah. Gzeirah Derabah by the three cases of Megillah, Shofar, and Lulav. Says the Taz there, wait a minute, you don't blow shofar when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos? Why don't you say, don't blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah, period? There's a Gzeirah to play musical instruments on all Shabbos and Yomim Tovim. Because Shema Yisakin Kleshir. So why don't you say, in general, he quotes this as the question of the Mizrahi, B'yantiv Nami Nigzar, Shema Yisakin Kleshir. And he quotes, the Taz quotes the Mizrahi, and doesn't like his answer. And the Taz himself says, two answers. The first is the less known answer. L'aniyath da'iti t'kol ha'shofar lo nitan l'shir elo l'tekuei shal mitzvah. Al-kein lo kazru kein. Number one, maybe it's mitzvah. That's why it's different. The o nearly l'tarei. Again, a very famous Taz. The Minchas Chinuch quotes this Taz 10 times in his Sefer, in the Minchas Chinuch. Always trying to relate different contexts to this Taz. Says the Taz. De'ein lohem ligzer v'lakar l'gamri dvar Torah shetzivsa l'tkoa b'yom zeh. The Rabbanan do not have the authority to totally uproot a mitzvah d'oraisa. Or to say it differently, to totally uproot something that the Torah says is mutter. The Rabbanan don't have the authority. They can't knock out a mitzvah or a heter mid'oraisa. Bishlama b'Shabbos. Fine, if they said, don't blow shofar when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, that we can understand why, because that's not totally uprooting it. Lo shmisaker legamrei kivan shebelo Shabbos token b'yantif, because you'll blow next year on Rosh Hashanah, when it falls out on weekday. Meaning, as long as there's one time that the pasuk could fit, so that's all you need. It's exactly the svar of our Gemara. Right, as long as you have one case that you can fit it, so then that's the pshat of the pasuk. V'nire, and the Taz says shezeu bichlal. That's also what the Gemara means in Sanhedrin. Lo sha'asu bichlal ma sha'asu siyag latorah v'lo laver al divrei Torah. Dezeu laver al divrei Torah la'aku lagamrei. To violate the Torah would be to uprooting something totally. Right, and that's what Eliyahu b'Har HaKarmel and any of these are just. It's just a momentary lapse, but it's not forever. And he says, that's also, answers Tosas' question. Tosas is the beginning of Megillah, and elsewhere, why is it that we do Bris Milah on the eighth day when it falls out on Shabbos? Why aren't your gozer? You might come to carry. So, what might you come to carry? You might come to carry the baby, so that's not a problem, because carrying the baby would be only in a Siddur Rabbanan. Chai nosi as atzmo. But maybe you might come to carry the knife. So Tosas and Megillah and other places gives a couple of answers. Maybe Bris Milah is different because it's so important. Maybe it's Bris Milah is only done by experts, by Moalim. Right? And therefore, we're not worried. But the Taz says, I have a different answer. There's a pasuk in Chumash that says, do Bris Milah on Shabbos. Ubayom ha-shmini yimo basar alaso b'yom ha-fila b'Shabbos. A totally extra pasuk. So it's as if it says in the Torah, do it on Shabbos. So if you say Bris Milah is not done on Shabbos, that you're being oker, a mitzvah, a pasuk legamrei. Lefi mashakas avnicha, that Torah ribsa beferish. Ubayom ha-shmini, afilu b'shabes. L'ratu lakar, divrei Torah beferish, mishum gzeira. That is the Taz. It says, look what I wrote in Yaradei, and it's in Kuf Yud Zayin. That is the Taz. But that's exactly the same svara as the Gemara here gives. And that is, as long as there's a context where the pasuk could be interpreted, kipshuto, so that is all that you need. So we're back to the question now on Rabbi Yochanan. Why doesn't Rabbi Yochanan hold like Ula? What does he find problematic? So the Gemara could have answered, well, he didn't hear that Gzeirah Shavah from his Rebbe. That's what Gemara could have answered, right, based on what we said before. Ula has Xer Shava. He could have just said Rabbi Yochanan doesn't have Xer Shava. But the Rabbi Yochanan doesn't, the Gemara doesn't do that. Gemara gives a separate source for Rabbi Yochanan. So it sounds like Rabbi Yochanan is emphatic, not holding it as a problem. So why not? So let's continue. Says the Gemara, Omar Lacha Rabbi Yochanan, Omar Lacha Rabbi Yochanan, by the Aleph, Hai Tachat Asherina, Rabbi Yochanan would tell you that the Pasuk is not extra. And therefore you can't learn Xer Shava. Hai tachas asher ina mi boy lilikid abaya. It's used for abaya, damar abaya. Amar kra tachas asher ina. He has to pay because tachas as a payment for ina because of what he did to her. Hai tachas asher ina. This is payment for asher ina. The chamishim shekel mechlal diga boshes ubagam. Meaning abaya tells us that the chamishim shekel, the 50 shekel, that's the knas, that is the payment, is not inclusive of all of the payments that one has to make in this case, right? Rashi quotes, glikida abaya, he says, look later on, he quotes, vashani abaya chamishim kesef, nischaivu tachas knas ha'inui, aval boshes upagam, shu kishar chovalim lo kalokan. The 50 is only specifically for what was done here, and not including boshes upagam. Okay, so it's a special limud, you know, from tachas, so tachas is not open to learn from. Let's continue a little bit more, and then we'll comment. V'ula nafkale midarava, and what about Ula? Ula, we assume, holds of this halacha. But how does he know it? He learns it from Rava, Dama Rava, Amar Krav, and Asan Ha'isha Shochivima, Lavia Nara Chamishim Kasef, Hanoa Shechiva Chamishim. The Hanoa of the Shechiva, Shochivima, that's 50, Mechal Diga Boshes Upigam, period. Going back for a moment to Tosfos. Tosfos on top, on Ella Efshar, Tosfos notes, first the Gemara had said that you can be Mekayim, Ben, Malkus by Adam Zomimin, by a case of Ben Gerusha or Ben Chalutza. Ask Tosfos, Amai Laku Aedus to Ben Gerusha, why does the first mission in Malkus, right? That's what Tosfos there, also in Malkus, asks this. Why do you get Malkus at all for Ben Gerusha, Ben Chalutza, Ben Zomamin? Isn't that Aedus She'i Ata Yachola Hazima? Right, we had this already before in this Masechta. The part of the definition of Aedus is it has to be Hazama'abol. And this is not hazama'abul because you cannot inflict the punishment that they wanted to give onto them. So why don't we just say the whole thing is thrown out? Because it's not hazama'abul, shouldn't even be edus. Tosfos has one answer here and one answer in Makos. Tosfos here says it is hazama'abul. V'yesh lomar, delo chashiv edus she'ein ata yachol lahazima, ela b'me'idin ala treifa. What's an example of Eidah Shiyata Yachal Hazima? If people are made about a treifa, a person who's going to die shortly anyway, if you kill a treifa, then you can't kill a treifa. That's Ritzicha. But if you're made on a treifa, and then you are proven to be Zomen, you are not killed. So that's a violation of Yachal Hazima. Why? Because you're not going to get any punishment. De'i'ef shalaki yumei b'shum davar. Lo b'misa v'lo b'malkus. De'gavar k'tila bo l'miktal. Aval hacha niskaima hazama b'malkus. But here, you're going to get something. Malkus is there. Malkus you're going to get. Maybe if this is because Malkus b'malka misa omedes. Malkus is some type of little misa, not really, but that's the language the Gemara uses in Sanhedrin. Maybe it's stam, it's a punishment. So you're doing some kasher zamam. So therefore, it's good enough to be considered eidah sha'ata yachol hazima. Mashenkin over there by treifa, nah. That's Tosfos' first answer here. Tosfos in Makos has another answer. Tosfos says that the only need kasher zamam, you only need eidah sha'ata yachol hazima in a case where it's in the world of kasher zamam. Here, it's based on a different pasuk, your onesh, right? Losana. And that's why it's not going to be subject to the rules of Eidah Sha'ata Yachol Hazima. Right? That's Tosfos in the middle. The first Tosfos in Makos. Lo chashin in klal v'ata yachol hazima demehecha nafkalan to be in Eidah Sha'ata Yachol Hazima mikasher zamam v'chulu. And therefore, it is not going to be needed here. Okay? Two important opinions of Tosfos. Vayter in the Gemara. Rebbe Eliezer Omer, Adam Zomimin. So now we're getting back to what we discussed a little bit on yesterday's daf. Yesterday's daf, at the end of the shiur, we had a source. How do we know that Adam Zomimin are going to be Chayiv Mamon and not Malkus? So we got Lasos Lachiv. We had a special limud. Beferish Yipsa Torah, Adam Zomimin, Latashlumin. Right? That's what the Gemara said, Yad biyad, davar hanita miyad liyad. That was yesterday. So Rabbi Elazar now has a different source. Edom Zomim get money based on a different reason, not based on a pasuk, but based on a svara. Edom Zomim, mamona mishalmi, milka lolaki, mishum delav b'nei hasra'a ninhu. Because they are not b'nei hasra. It is impossible, the Gemara says at this point, it is impossible to give Edom Zomim hasra. After all, when are you going to give them hasra? It's impossible. Where? Amar Rava Teda. Let's read the whole Lashon, and then we'll quote the Rishonim. Amar Rava Teda. I'll prove to you. After all, when are you going to give Edom Zomim hasra? Nisri Behu Emas. When are you going to give them? Nisri Behu Meikara. Give it to them. Or before they, when they come into court. Give them hasra. That's too early. Amri Ishtalan. They could say, we forgot. Nisri Behu Bishas Maisa. To warn them again as they're testifying. Parshi Lomasadi. Then they're going to separate. They're going to be scared. They're going to say, oh, Bezin is choshed us. Bezin thinks we're lying. Why are they screaming at us right as we testify? And therefore, they're just going to walk away. Right? Rashi says, Afilu emes. Even if they're telling the truth. Ho'il va'anu chashudim be'enechem. Since we are chashud in their eyes. Malon of Letzar. What do we need this for? I don't need this. It's not for me. So they'll walk away. See, if we warn them beforehand, they might forget. Or at least they ketina that they forgot and we won't be able to punish them. Don't warn them, Mishas Maisa, then they'll separate and they'll leave even if they're telling the truth. Nisri Behuba Basof. And what about right afterwards? My Dahavahavi. Then they can't change. Rashi quotes Kivan Shehigid, as we had earlier. Kivan Shehigid, Shuvene Chozumaka. They can't change. And therefore says Rava, you know why? They are lav b'nei hasra, because there's no way to give hasra here. There's no way to give hasra. And that is why we say that it is they're going to get mamona mishalmi and milka lo laki. Hasra is required for a punishment, for malchus. Right? Mamon, the Gemara is assuming, you don't need hasra for. Right, because it's you pay mamon. You pay mamon when you borrow money, also. Right, you pay mamon. There's hasra there, but malchus, a punishment, always requires hasra. Right, like the Gemara says, lo anash ela imkain hizir. The Torah itself. The Torah, forget Bezdin. Bezdin, as we know, can't give a punishment unless there was hasra given. We learned that from the Torah. The Torah itself cannot give a punishment unless it gave a warning. The Sefer HaChinuch writes about this in Mitzvah Samach Tes, in Parshas Mishpatim, that just because the Torah says you're chayiv something, does not mean that it's usur to do it, and you're going to get punished for it. Sometimes, like I just said, you might be chayiv if I borrow money from someone else. I'm chayiv, I didn't do anything wrong. So too, Bezin is not going to be able to give a punishment unless there is a warning, don't do it, in the Torah. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, a mitzvah samach tes. Aval asara himikan, he talks about the details about the isra of cursing a dayan, cursing a judge, and maybe even cursing a Kaddish Baruch Hu is included in that, the isra of Megadev. Says the Chinuch there, aval asara himikan, ki lo yaspik lanu asharas ha'onesh b'mitzvah mibili ashara. You're never going to be able to give a warning without an ashara. Why? She'im lo tavo bedavar mini'as ha'el. Ela she'yomar ose davar ploni ye'anish pekach. If the Torah doesn't say don't do it, but just says if this occurs, then you will get this. Ha'yibah mashma she'yir reshus b'yakol ha'rotza l'kab ala onish. You might think anybody can do it if they want to, and then just get, you know, what is coming to them. Maybe it's not even an onesh then. It's just an obligation. V'lo yachish l'tzaro la'var ala mitzvah. V'lo yavo b'zeh k'neged chifetz Hashem u'mitzvah so. And it's like mekach u'memkar. Right, similar. You do something, you did something that is, you owe. So that's why the Torah, whenever the Torah wants to say, don't do it, and if you do it, it's going to be an onesh, the Torah has to give a warning. So here too, there has to be hasra from the Edim, or from from people beforehand, in order for the Edom Zomim to get the punishment, to get Malchus, and because here Rava says there's no good time to give the Asra, that is why they're not going to get the punishment, they're not going to get Malchus, and that's the Svara, explaining Rabbi Elazar, that's the Svara why they pay money and they don't get Malchus. Okay, let's just continue and then we'll talk. There's a couple of Tosfos in here. As we know, Eilin Aharis, almost every Tosfos is crucial to go through. But let's just keep the train of thought. Says the Gemara Maskev L'Abaya, Abaya Son Rava, what a minute! You think it's just a practical issue of not being able to figure out a time to give Asra? The Nisri Bu Topetok De Dibur. Why don't you do it Tokh Kedei Dibur, as we know from elsewhere? Tokh Kedei Dibur, within a few seconds of their speaking. Tokh Kedei Dibur, right? Rashi says, Kedei She'ela Shalom. A few seconds with enough time to say, to give Shalom. So, say it then, and then they can retract. Right, within that. That's not Kivin Shehikah, because it's still Tokh Kedei Dibur. Tosfos is bothered, but Tokh Kedei Dibur is saying the word Shalom Alecha Mori Varabi. And the Hasra'a, you know, might take longer than that. That's not going to be Tokh Kedei Dibur anymore. So Tosfos says, well, maybe it's Tokh Kedei Dibur as long as you are Asukin Ba'oso Inyan. So it's not literally Tokh Kedei Dibur, but Tosfos says, V'yesh Lomer T'kolzman Sha'asukin Ba'oso Davar, Chashev HaKol Tokh Kedei Dibur. Wow, we'll have to get back to that. Let's just keep that in mind. That Tokh Kedei Dibur can be a little more flexible than we originally thought. But Abaya asks, why don't you give Masra then? Or Maskev La Rav Acha Bered Rav Ika, V'nisre Bu Meikara, V'nir Mazbu Ramuze. Why don't you give them Hasra originally, and why you were worried that they might forget? So be Merames to them during the Maisa. Remember what we spoke about. Remember that. Not to scream at them now, because that's Parshiv Lo Masadi, but just to remind them in a soft voice now, and then they can't say that they forgot, and you're not scaring them now. So Abaya says, there are possibilities to give them Hasra. So that can't be the pshat of Lav B'nei Hasra'a Ninhu. But Hadar Amar Abaya, but after Abaya has these kashas on Rava, but then Abaya says, Lam Milsi Da Amri, no, really, I take back what I said. I take back what I said, that Edim Zomamin would require Hasra. Why? Isak Atayetach Edim Zomamin Etzrichan Hasra. You say they need Hasra, that's going to be a violation of this principle. Kilo Masrinan Behu Lo Katzlinan Lu. What, if you don't give them Hasra, you were not going to kill them? But Mi'ika Midi. De Inu Bo Kata Below Hasra. The Inu Bo Hasra. These Edim are trying to kill this defendant without Hasra, right? They're making up a whole story. And you're saying they can only be killed with Hasra? Specifically here, what they get has to mirror exactly what they wanted to do. So they wanted to kill without Hasra. So that we should kill them without Hasra. So Abaya says, after saying, well, there's a way that you can figure out when to give Hasra, Abaya says, it's inappropriate. It's inappropriate to give them Hasra. And that's how Abaya ends. It's inappropriate. We'll have to get back to why that should be so inappropriate. Because it has to be exactly what they wanted to do. Let's just finish. Maskav Lar of Sama Breder of Yermia. One second. Elamayata. Ben, you want to say it's exactly Edom Zomamin? Elamayata Ben Grushim and Chalutza. Dolomi Kasha Zomam Kamisrabi Liboy Asra. As Tosfos noted in the first half in Makkos, we quoted earlier. What about Ben Grushim and Chalutza? Their punishment is not from Kasha Zomam, but it's from Losane. So you should say they need Asra. So Amar Kra says the Gemara, Mishpat Echad Yelachem, Mishpat Hashaveh L'Kulchem. No, one rule for all. So we say all Edom Zomamin have to have one rule, and that one rule is no Hasra. So once most of them don't have Hasra, so even the one that's learned from a different pasuk, Ben Grusha Mechalutza, also would not have Hasra. Okay. So first to mention, I think we might have mentioned this on the last daf from the last cycle, but I'll mention it again, and that is the chiddush of Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim notes, maybe this is the pshat of Abaya. Abaya says it's inappropriate. It's inappropriate to have the Hasra. Reb Chaim explains, it's quoted in one of the places in the Rishimo Shiurim on Baba Kama, on page Kuf Nun Tes. He writes there, Damachayev Edim Zomamin. And it's really, the root of it is a Ramban already. But Edim Zomamin, you know why they don't need Hasra? You know what that tips us off in terms of our understanding of Edom Zomamin? Edom Zomamin are not chayev for the Maisa Aveira for which they did. Because after all, they didn't even do a Maisa Aveira. They tried to do a Maisa Aveira, but they didn't. They weren't successful, and if they were successful, they don't even get punished. Kasher Zomam v'lo kasher Asa. So why we don't pass it like the Tztukim, like the first parak and Makkos talks about, that is kasher Asa. But it's kasher Zomam v'lo kasher Asa. So what does that tell us? The fact is, says Reb Chaim, Edom Zomamin are not Chayim because of the Maisa Aveira, but because of what he calls the Chalos Shem Eid Zomim, the status of the Eid Zomim. Shamachayev de Edom Zomim, eno Maisa Aveira, de lo sane, ki im Chalos Shem shel Eid Zomim begavra. Ekev kach, ein Edom Zomim ne'enoshim, kishar ovri Aveira shebetora. Their punishment is not like the others. Shebahem ha'avaryan mischayi machvas Aveira sha'asa. Well, by other Averis, there's a chiyah because of the Aveira that you did. That's Reb Chaim. And he has many riyas to this. One of them is our Gemara. No Hasra. Why isn't Hasra appropriate? Oh, so you can't figure out a time to give it. So you should say he's punter. Right? But Abai doesn't say that. Right? By Grusha Bechalutza, they get Malkus. So the answer is because they're not chayiv for the Maisa Aveira. And that's why, even without Hasra, or there's another, Rabbi Benuchas Edus, Ein Le Edim Zomin Shgaga. There's no Shgaga by Edim Zomimin. Lefisha Ein Ba Maisa. That's the language of the Rambam. Lefichach Ein Srichim Hasra. Very unusual. The Rambam connects this halacha of our Gemara of no need for Hasra to the fact that there's no Shgaga. Lefisha Ein Ba Maisa. So fine, Shgaga, I understand, because the Gemara says elsewhere, and Chazal say, why do you give Hasra? To make sure the guy knows that it's Aser. What does that have to do with a Maisa? The Rambam says there's no shogeg by Edom Zomin, meaning shogeg and Edom, there's no difference, you don't need Asra, and then he throws in Lefi She'ein Bo Maisa, says Reb Chai, and that's exactly the point. Exactly the point is, when it comes to Edom Zomin, there's no Maisa, and therefore it's the Chalo She'ein Begavra. So forget Mazid, shogeg, that has to do with Maisim. A Maisa Aver B'Shogeg, a Maisa Aver B'Ones, but here it's about the status. And one of the strongest rayas that Reb Chaim brought is the Ritz Geis. The Ritz Geis in Makas on Daf Hei, explaining Rabbi Akiva Shita. Rabbi Akiva, there in Makas on Daf Hei, discusses why, the Mishnah says there, why does the Pishnayim Edom or Shlosha Edom, you must have mace, you use two or three Edom, why do you need the Pasuk to tell me three Edom if two Edom are enough? So the Gemara says, because we compare three to two. We compare three to two. In what way? So Rabbi Akiva says, Lo ba shlishi lo hakel, elo lahachmir alav. Velasos dino kayotze ba'elu. What does that mean? What Rabbi Akiva says, the third is thrown in to be machmir on him. So, Rishonim give various pshatim. The Ritz Geis give the most radical pshat. He says, De'im, is quoted there in the Nemukah Yosef, Pirish Ari Ben Geis, De'im huzmu hashnayim, af alpi shlohuzam hashlishi, Naasu kulam zomimin. Va'anash akasev hashlishi shenitfa l'shnayim sha'avru v'he'idu sheker. Unbelievable. Says the Ritz Geis, the third dayan, the third aid. If you have three aidim, two of them are proven to be aidim zomimin, even the third one gets the punishment. Even though he wasn't proven to be an aid zomim. V'ipala, asked Reb Chaim. Hari hashlishi lo avar ala veira shel'idu sheker. V'lama yanesh. Says Reb Chaim, Kivash Ashlishi hits Taref Lakata Zomimin, Chal Boshem Eid Zomim, Bishasha Huzmu Ha'achirim Shabakat. The Chayim, he didn't Chal Oshem Shal Eid Zomim. He's Chayim because if he has that status, he didn't do the Avera, you're right, but he has that status. The root of this could already be in the Ramban. The Ramban says, beautiful Ramban, in Parshas Kiseitse, that there are really four people that are punished not so much for their what they did, but who they are and who they represent. And those are the four that the Gemara says, Dalat Tzrichan Achraza, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, but the Ramban in Parshas Kiseitse, Parachaf Aleph, Pasuk Yudches, says, Ben Sorer Umore, and Adam Zomamin, and Mesis, and the fourth one is Zakin Mamre. These four people are punished not so much for what they did. Edom Zomin, Kasher Zomim Lo Kasher Asa, as we said, Ben Sorer Mora, Nidol Nashem Sofo, Zakin Mamre, all right, the rebellious one who's a member of the Sanhedrin, who thinks the rest of the Sanhedrin is wrong. So he thinks they're wrong. So he's doing L'Shem Shamayim. Doesn't matter. He goes out and paskins, and he's undermining the authority of the rabbis of the generation. That's something that that is too pernicious for us to let go. And Mesis, right? Mesis, somebody tries to get somebody else to do Avodah Zarah just to try, even if they didn't succeed. So these are the four people that are not punished so much for their Maisa Aveira, but because of who they are, exactly fits in to the idea that we said from Reb Chaim. So that might be behind this issue in the Gemara of Edom Zomimin not requiring Hasra. Once we're on the topic of Shas topics on these few lines of Gemara, Toch de Dibur is another Shas topic. There's a problem with our Gemara, if we want to even just focus on our Gemara. Rabbeinu Tam, in a few places in Shas, says that the institution of Toka de Dibur is a Takana de Rabbanan. Meaning what? I'm saying Shema, and my Rebbe walks by, it's Pasnish, I'm not going to say hello to him. Says, Takana de Rabbanan, you're allowed to you're allowed to be chozer boto kadei dibur. That's Rabbeinu Tam's shita. If you want to look up one of the places is quoted, the Ran in the Dharma, Daf Pei Zayin, quotes Rabbeinu Tam, takantahu detikin rabbanon mishum talmud halokeach mekach upagabo rabo sheyuchalite lo shalom. I'm sorry, the formulation of the takana is not by Shema, but it's by a talmud that is buying something. He's about to close the deal, and then his Rebbe walks by, and he wants to make like a condition in the deal. But if he does that, the Rebbe's going to walk by, so he's allowed to stop, and he can be token the deeper, be closer both to the deal that he's making. So it's a takana of the Rabbanan. They ask the Rishonim, how can you say it's a Rabbanan? We have many nafkaminas on a daraisa level for token the deeper. Here's one of them, right? We're talking about hasra token the deeper by Edom Zomen, or right other agamars. So you have to say somehow, you know, Rabbeinu Tam is something on a daraisa level, right? The way the Dibur Yecheskel says it is that really on a daraisa level you have time. But who says it could be on a daraisa level? It's just that we view the maisa as continuing. But who says you're allowed to undo what was done? Who says you could undo what was done? Maybe it just continues on a daraisa level. Say that's the takana, that you can undo, you can retract. So you gotta work it out. There is the most amazing application of Tokede Dibur, and again, seems to be pashas against Rabbeinu Tam, is that Gemara in the Dharma Daf Pei Zayin, where the Gemara talks about if somebody is, somebody's relative is very, very sick, and they faint, and they think he died, so he does Kriya. And then they realize that he only really died afterwards, after the person, the relative, did Kriya. So does he have to do Kriya again? So the Gemara says, well, if the person died after Kedei Dibur of the Kriya, then he has to do Kriya again. But if he died within Tokedei Dibur of the Kriya, so then it's good enough. What does that mean? There's no Schus Chazara there. There's no, you're allowed to retract, like Rabbeinu Tam says. No! What's clear from that Gemara? The Achrodim tell us that Tokedei Dibur is not just about a Schus Chazara. Tokedei Dibur is about how you look at increments of time. And therefore, if I did a kriya, and within Tokedei Dibur of that kriya, the person died, so it's looked at as one moment. It was all done in one moment. And therefore, it is good enough for the mitzvah of kriya, which one has to do at the time of the p'tira. So as long as the p'tira was within that time, that would be good enough. That's the alumnus of Tokedei Dibur. We had a Daf Be'in share about this a couple of years ago. Feel free to check the archives on the OU site. Okay, let's continue. A little Hasra Safik discussion in Tosfos here, but we'll leave it for now. So that was what we just have, the last 20 lines. Rebbe Lazar quoted us another source, different than yesterday's daf, why Edom Zomamin pays money and doesn't get Malkus. And then we got into the discussion of Edom Zomamin. So now we're going to have a similar parallel. Rebbe Shisha Brei Ravidi, Amar, Chovel B'Chaveiro, two-thirds of the way down. Chovel B'Chaveiro Nami. Mamona Mishama Mikololaki Mehacha. Also, Chovel has a different source than the one that was said at the end of yesterday's daf. Right? What is the source? How do you know Chovel is Mamona Mishama and not Malkus? Mehacha. V'chiyinatsu anashim minagfu ishara. Remember the case of Mishpatim. Two people are fighting. Two men and a pregnant woman is walking by, and she gets hit. V'yatsu yaladan, she lost her babies. V'amar Belazar, b'matzus shebem mitza kasim medaber. The pasuk is talking about a case where they were fighting a fight of death, meaning the hit that Reuven wanted to give Shimon, but instead he hit the woman, that was a fist that could have killed. Dechsev, how do you know that? Because the pasuk says, v'imason yihyeh, if the woman would have been killed, then the attacker would not have to pay for the babies. V'nasata nefesh tachas nefesh. So there's a chance of misa here. So the Gemara says, hechidami, and that's why we say it's a matzah sheba misa. If he would have been killed, then he would be killed himself. If she dies, based on the shita of niskavin laharogetzeh would be chayiv. But what's that case talking about? Obviously, says the Gemara, let's read it. Hechidami, idlo asrube, if there was no hasra'a given in that case on my mikdal. So then, why would he be killed if the woman is killed, right? He didn't get asra. Ela pshita da asrube. It must be that what's the case the Torah is talking about? That if the woman would be killed, he would be killed da asrube. It must be that he was warned about misa. And the assumption is, and the assumption is that if you're warned for something more stringent, like Misa, it's automatically considered Asra for something less, Malkus. Meaning if you're ready to do the act, even if you're going to be chayav misa for it, so surely that's called a kabbalas hasra for something that you'd only be chayav malchus for. V'yomer achmana, so the case is obviously talking about a case of hasra, and what does the Torah say? V'lo yi'ason anosh yi'anesh. If there is no ason, then you get anosh yi'anesh, which is then you have to pay for the vlados. That's the source. The case of Asra, and you don't get Malchus. You don't get Malchus, you get Misa. Fine, even if you're not going to get Misa, you should get Malchus. The answer is no. That's the source by Chovel. Asked Tosvos in El Apshita, but what do you mean? How would you pay Mamon anyway? How do you pay Mamon anyway? If it's a fist that might kill, that's what we're talking about here, then you should be putter from Mamon anyway. Why? Tosva says, Kiva the miskaven laharog, havi le rodef, umischaya benafsho, vikimle bedrabamine. Well, we have a new type of kimle, Tosas brings up, from Masechet Sanhedrin. Usually kimle mean I do an act, I'm doing an avera that's Bezdin would say I'm chayev misa for. So if I'm chayev misa and I'm chayev mamon, then the chayev misa blots out the chayev mamon. But there's another type of kimle b'drabamine, and that's rodef. The Gemara tells us in Sanhedrin. What does that mean? If somebody is running after somebody to kill them, we know the whole world is allowed to kill the potential attacker. Because he's a rodef. At that moment, if he breaks something while he's being a rodef, he has a chiyav misa on him. Not that Bezdin is going to kill him before he did anything, but Bezdin and everybody's allowed to kill him. That's also kimli b'drabamine, the Gemara says. So that's Tosa's question here. If he's fighting and he got hasras, he's a rodef, so he should be punted for the vlados anyway. So Tosa says, v'yishlomar b'shiyacholin lahatzilo be'echad me'evarav. The case is where that anybody who wants to stop the guy from killing him could break his leg. They don't have to kill him. You're only allowed to kill him if that's the only way to stop him. But if not, you have to just injure him. So that's the case here, and that's why it wouldn't be a case of rodef that would be pottering the mamon. Okay, that's just an important yesod. Once we're doing the perek in Shas, most about kimle v'drabamine, it's important to know that context and that example of kimle. So, back to the Gemara. The Gemara says, this is the makar that Chovel pays money and doesn't get Malchus. Says the Gemara, Maskev la Rav Ashi, mi mait de mushul adavar chamar avi mushul adavar akal. How do you know that assumption that was suggested, that Rav Shisha suggested, how do you know that's true? Dilma lo avi. Maybe it's not true. Maybe just because you're warned for Misa does not mean that you're automatically warned for Malchus. Tosva says, is there a svara for this Havamina, for this question? There is svara to say that Musul Davar Akal, lo avi Musul Davar Akal. So Tosva says, don't say it's because of the following. Well, maybe the person is ready to kill someone, even if they're going to be killed. That's worth it for them. But to get Malchus for something, as long as the other person gets Malchus, that they're not ready for. Basically what Shimshon said, Tamos Nafshi, in Plishtim, Tosva says that's not the svara, even though it could have been. It's not the svara. The svara is Xeris HaKasav. That Hasra has to be specific for the act that is being done. Hasra is something specific. Last two lines of the Tosfos. Gzeres HaKasuv. Tzbeinan sheyatir atzmo lo'osa misa bein kala bein chamura. He has to accept exactly what he's going to get. So the Gemara says, Rav Ashi asks, so how do you know? Musul davar akal. So this is not a good source. And in Tipsalom or Havi. And even if you want to say it is, here's one of the most amazing lines in all of Shas. In all of Shas. The question is, do we take it literally? Mimai de misa chamura. And also, how do you know that misa is chamur anyway? Dilma malchus chamur. Wow. Maybe malchus is more chamur than misa. How do you know that? De amarav. And the next line is even more amazing. De amarav. Il mole nagduha lechananya mishova azarya pachulu salma. If Nebuchadnezzar wouldn't have threatened killing Hananiah Mishael Azariah, but would have threatened torturing them, they would have bowed down to him. They wouldn't have been able to stand up, because the torture is worse than death, the Gemara seems to say. So therefore, ask the Rav Ashi. So maybe here too, maybe who says Malchus is more Kal than Misa? And what does the Gemara answer? The Gemara doesn't even reject this. Totally. Amalei Rav Sama Breder of Asi Rav Ashi. V'Amri La Rav Sama Breder of Ashi Rav Ashi. V'Loshani Locha Ben Hakashi Yesh La Kitzva La Hakashi In La Kitzva. Meaning, when did Rav make that statement about Hananiah Mishael Azariah? That was about infinite pain. And infinite torture. You could say infinite torture is more chamor than death. But Malchus, 39 Malchus at most, that's not going to be more chamor. So that, regarding Malkus, is for sure Musra L'Davar Chamor Musra L'Davar Hakalan. Malkus is more Mekel than Misa. Only infinite might be different and might be worse. Let's stop there for a minute. Again, this is a huge discussion in the Rishonim. So first of all, Tosfos discusses how does the Gemara know this? How does the Gemara know that Malkus is more? Well, you know what? Let's start with the second Tosfos first. And Tosfos asks, how could the Gemara be Dan L'Kavchova Chananim Shav Azarya? They gave their lives for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They jumped into the fire for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So how do they say, oh, if they would have been tortured, they wouldn't have done it? Says Tosfos, in the name of Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says, De'o so tselem lohaya avodas kochave mamish. The tselem of Nebuchadnezzar was not real avodah zarah. Elohaya asui lechvod ha-melech. It was just l'shem kavod. Meaning it wasn't real avodah zarah. It was not one of the big three. And therefore they didn't have to give their lives, says Tosfos. But afal pikin haya bo kiddush Hashem v'lachain masru atzman lamisa. But it was still kiddush Hashem, and therefore they were moser themselves. What's clear, Tosfos Ashita, is even not one of the big three, one is allowed to volunteer to be mekadesh shem shamayim, even if it's not one of the big three. And here, that's what they were doing, because that were by Chananim Shav Azariah, that was not avodah zarah. Tosfos also says this in Psachim. Famous discussion in Psachim Nun Gimel, that Chananim Shav Azariah learned out a kavachomer from the frogs. If the frogs that weren't on chayev to be moser nefesh by Tzvardeya, they jumped into the ovens, so surely Chananim Shav Azariah, say, ask Tosfos there, isn't it a mitzvah in Chumash of Kiddush Hashem? What do you have to learn a kavachomer from the frogs? So Tosfos there answers, in Rabbeinu Tam, it wasn't real avodah zarah. And that's why it was not the din of Kiddush Hashem normally. That is the Shitas Rabbeinu Tam in a few places, and Tosfos as well. The Rambam and other Rishonim clearly argue on both counts. Number one, that it was real Avodah Zarah. It was real Avodah Zarah, period. Right? The Rambam says that Beferish, in Hilchos Yesod HaTorah, that if somebody's life is in danger, but by the big three, you have to give your life. You have to give your life. V'chomi shenemari bo yeharik val yavar, v'nerak v'lo avar, harizah kidish es Hashem, k'Daniel, Chananya, Mishal, Vazarya, Ukrebi Akiva, v'chaveirav, v'elu hem arugi malchus, she'in ma'ala al ma'alasam, v'aleyem, ne'emar ki alecha oragnu kol hayom, nechshav nekason tivcha. That's the Rambam Shita. And number two argument, the Rambam says, if you have something that is not one of the big three, you are not allowed to volunteer. So he argues on the Metzias here, right? It was Avodah Zarah, and if it wasn't Avodah Zarah, they wouldn't have been able to volunteer. That's the Rambam Shita. And that's why we show the Mefarshim on the Rambam discuss. So how did Elisha Balkanafayim put on Tillin, and how did, if there, all the cases that were not real? Okay. Not for now. But the problem is, on the Rambam and the other Rishonim, so how do you understand this Gemara? If it was real Avodah Zarah, how could the Gemara say that, oh, if it would have been torture, you know, they wouldn't have bowed down. So the Ramban says, don't take it so literally, guzma, but there's a Lashon the Shidim Kubetzes that says, no, it's literal. It's literal. And that is, that, in the name of the Kuntrasin, Pirish Rabbi Eliezer, the Torah says, Yeharek Val Yavar. You have a chiv to be Moser your nefesh to Misa. But nothing worse than Moser your nefesh to Misa. What's that? Listen to his lashon. To lechiva Torah el limsar atzman lemisa. Kedefsid bechol nafshecha, afilu hunotel as nafshecha. Avala hachmir alehen yoser mi Misa? Lo hayuchayavim. The Yafe Piresh. And he says, even by Rabbi Akiva, and even by the others, if they're combing your busser with metal combs, you know you're gonna die right then. So you have to give your life. What does that mean? That's not nafshecha. That's worse than nafshecha. Unbelievable line of the Shita Mekubetzes, but you can't blame the Shita. It's the Pashas of the Gemara. Pass the Gemara, unless you say the Gemara is not meant to be taken literally. But those are Rashi here as another explanation. He says maybe just in people's, maybe literal, it's not really chamor, it's just in people's minds it's more chamor. Again, this is some of the action. Again, there's a lot of action on these few lines, but this is some of the action. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara. Maskif la Rav Yaakov mina har pakod. Fine. So what did we just say? This is the source. Another source for Chovel being Chayiv Mamon. So Hani Chal Rabbanan to Amri Nefesh Mamish. So this fits. This whole discussion, Raya fits according to the Rabbanan. Which Rabbanan? There is a machlokes there of Niskavin, which we alluded to before. Niskavin laharagazeh vaharagazeh. If a person has kavanah to kill A and he kills B, is he Chayiv or not? Is he Chayiv or not? So that's a machlokes. The Rabbanan say yes. Rebbe says no. So, if you say that it is literal, that you're going to be chayiv in that case, so then that's the basis for this source. Because that's the basis, if it's a case where if he would kill the woman, he would be chayiv misa, that proves that we're talking about a case of hasra. So then you have a whole source for this. But if it's talking about niskavin laharagazeh vaharagazeh patur, and when it says nefesh there, it means mamon, then the whole source falls away. That's the Gemara's question. Hani chalurabanan damri nefesh mamish. If you say the nefesh mamish in that case, and therefore the case is talking about with hasra, so then you have the raya with musra l'davar achamor, musra l'davar akal. El the Rebbe damar mamon. But according to Rebbe, who says that if you have one has kavanah to kill A and he kills B, he's pater anyway. So they're never going to be chayav misa for the woman. So ma'ikel ameimar. So what are you going to say in that case? So Ella, Amar, Rav Yaakov, right? And therefore there's no raya that's talking about the case of Asura. So Ella, Amar, Rav Yaakov, Minar Pekod, Mishvei, the Rav Mehacha, you're right, different source for Chovel being Chayiv money. In Yaakov, Misalei Bachuz Al Mishanto, if somebody hits someone else, and they get up and they walk healthily after a couple of days, and only then, a couple of days later, they die, V'nika Maka. So then the hitter is going to be cleansed. What's the chiddush of the pasuk? If the guy walks around, the makah is not going to be chayav misa. Of course, what? Does anybody ever walk around the shuk and the person who tried to kill them get killed? Of course not. Ask the Rishash. What do you mean? What about Edom Zomerman? Their potential victim is walking around and they're killed. The Rishash has to say maybe it's something different. Maybe this relates to also the Reb Chaim that we mentioned before. But the Rishash just says, what does this line mean? What does Edom Zomerman? Okay, Vayter Ella, we're in the middle of a sentence. Ella, what must the pasuk be referring to? Malame shechov shenoso. And Rashi quotes this on Chumash. We hold on to the guy who hit. Ve'i miss, and if his victim eventually dies, katzlina le, we're going to kill them. Ve'i lo miss, and if he doesn't, shifto yitin repo yirape. And if not, we're going to let him and pay for the doctor bills and the lost work. So, hey, chidami, what's the psuk? What are the psukim talking about? Idolo asru bay amai mikdal. If he did not get hasra, then why would he be killed even if the guy dies? Elapshita da asru bay. So it must be that he had asra. U muslo davar chamer, muslo davar akal. V'yam rachmona shifto yitin repo yirape. That is the source. By the way, what does al mishanto mean? Rashi says al buryo. He walks healthily, and the Rambam says you have to interpret the like the Unkelus and Rashi does here. The Rambam in Hilchos Rotzeach in the fourth parak quotes this drasha of Chazal that mishanto means walking. Doesn't mean though mishanto usually means a walking stick, but here mishanto means al buryo. Rashi here quotes the Unkelus and the Rambam as well in Hilchos Rotzeach. So this is the source for Chovel being Chayim Mamon and not Malkus. Now the Gemara has the same six lines of Shakla Vataria. Maskel v'Ravashi b'may demusul davar chamer avemusul davar kal dilma lo havi. Maybe it's not true. V'imtem zelo mar havi. And if it is true, b'may demisa chamura dilma Malkus chamur damar av ilmali nagdua v'chanayim shav azari apokolot salma. Maybe Malkus is more chamur. Amali Rav Sama b'reder of Asi l'Ravashi v'yamri l'Rav Sama b'reder of Ashi l'Ravashi v'loshani l'cha ben akoshi yish l'kitzva l'akoshi in l'kitzva. There's a big difference between finite and infinite. So therefore, if it's finite, Malkus, then for sure it's less than Misa. Maskavla Rav Mari, last line, Mimaid Bemezid Venika Miktala Dilma Vishogi Minika Migalos. How do you even know the Pasuk is referring to Misa to Mezid? And you're gonna lock him up, and if the guy dies, you're gonna kill him. Maybe it means you lock him up, and if the guy dies, he's gonna go to Gullus. Maybe it's talking about a case of Shogeg. So the whole thing also is talking about a case of not no Hasra. So Kashi, we don't answer that question. We don't answer, so it could be that this is not a good source, not a good source for Chovel. We'll have to go back to the one we had yesterday. Interesting, so we would hold the guy, the Gemara says, to know whether he's going to be Chayav Galus or not. Right, this relates to the discussion of what the root Chiv of Galus is about. The Sefer HaChinuch writes in Masei, Mitzvah 410, Taf Yud, that there are three ideas behind the Mitzvah of going to Galus if somebody kills Bishogeg. The two that many say That they look at the Birchas Peretz on Parshas Maaseh, and many say the Chakira as Onesh versus Kapara. Is it a punishment for this person? Or is it Kapara? He needs an atonement. Right, is there? There are a lot of nafkaminas to that, but those are two. Number one, says the Chinuch, we keep in Shabbat takala gedola kazu al yado, sheitz ta'er alaf tsar galus, sheshokol kimaketzar misa, it's a punishment. Number two is, she natzalam zeh miyagol adam, hatzala. Right, I should have formulated it like this. Is it onesh kapara, or is it hatzala? To save him. To save him, because the relative is going to kill him. That's the chakira, hatzala versus onesh kapara. And number three, the Sefer Chinuch adds, maybe it's a psychological insight. And that is, even if you're not worried that the relatives are going to kill him, it's going to be painful for the relatives. They're going to be reliving the murder every time you walk by them. And that's why, to save them that extra pain, that's why you have to go to Galus. Three ideas about Galus that also relates to why we would hold him and not let him get away with not going to Galus. Okay, I guess we'll have to stop here because this starts the next new topic by the Tudas B'Hashem. We'll continue next time.